The OSS, America's First Spy Agency. When most people think of American espionage, they picture sleek CIA operatives navigating Cold War politics, or modern-day intelligence analysts intercepting cyber threats. But long before the CIA ever opened its doors, the United States' foray into the murky, adrenaline-fueled world of espionage began with a far less formal, but astonishingly effective organization, the Office of Strategic Services, better known as the OSS. This is not just the story of an agency. It's the story of how a nation, once cautious and even reluctant to embrace the shadowy arts of spying, was forced by the brutal necessities of global war to invent its secret service from scratch. In doing so, it created not only a powerful wartime weapon, but also laid the foundation for what would become one of the most formidable intelligence communities in the world. The OSS was America's first attempt at coordinating a global espionage network, and its brief, dazzling existence from 1942 to 1945 was anything but ordinary. A nation unprepared for spycraft. Before World War II, the United States had no standing intelligence agency. What little espionage occurred was mostly piecemeal, conducted by military attachés, diplomats, and amateur sleuths. In contrast to Britain's long-standing MI6, or the Soviet Union's ruthless NKVD, the United States entered the global intelligence game with virtually no structure, doctrine, or experience. What it did have, however, was a war to win, and an urgent need to gather information, mislead the enemy, support underground movements, and understand the increasingly complex global battlefield. The OSS was the brainchild of President Franklin D. Roosevelt and his close associate, William J. Wild Bill Donovan. Donovan, a decorated hero of World War I, was charismatic, unconventional, and sincerely believed that intelligence operations were essential for victory in modern warfare. He was given the enormous task of building an intelligence service practically from scratch, something that hadn't been attempted before in American history. A League of Extraordinary Civilians. The OSS was an extraordinary experiment. Unlike the strict, military-dominated intelligence models of other nations, Donovan's approach was unusually inclusive. He recruited a wildly diverse range of talent, including Harvard historians, Ivy League lawyers, Wall Street financiers, artists, journalists, linguists, actors, engineers, and even baseball players. This eclectic group brought a richness of thought and imagination that gave the OSS its distinctive flair. Famed film director John Ford joined the OSS to make secret training films and documentaries. Sterling Hayden, a Hollywood actor, became an undercover operative in Yugoslavia. Julia Child, long before becoming a celebrity chef, worked in the OSS's Washington office, handling classified documents. The OSS was, in effect, a melting pot of intellect, grit, and creativity. And that's precisely what made it so effective.